Hello, and welcome to another episode of Christianity in Detox. This is a podcast about theology and life and culture. And in this episode, we are going to talk about friends, because friends are a blessing. They are such a blessing because you get to choose them. You can't choose family. There's no agency whatsoever when it comes to family. You're born with your family, but friends are different. You aren't born into a group of friends. You have agency, you can choose. And when you make wise choices, it pays off tremendously. But when you make poor choices, there are consequences like drama and betrayal and heartbreak. So I was researching the story of Jehoshaphat and Ahab for a project that I'm working on when it dawned on me that there were a lot of lessons that could be gleaned from their friendship. Of course, these aren't the only two that give some biblical guidance around the subject of friendship, but Jehoshaphat and Ahab are a reminder to choose your friends wisely. So if you're unaware what happens, the story goes like this. Ahab needs help. He wants to reconquer a territory he believes is rightfully his. So when Jehoshaphat visits, Ahab convinces him to join forces and help him go to war. And then things get bad. They go to war, and the enemy comes after Jehoshaphat thinking he is Ahab, and he barely escapes. Which provides lesson number one. When you align yourselves with others, you begin to look like them. The enemy wasn't able to distinguish between the two of them. But thank God, Jehoshaphat escaped and was saved. But a broader lesson here, biblically, is that bad company corrupts good habits. Bad company can change you. You become like the people you spend time with. Paul wrote a letter to the Corinthians telling them this warning that bad company corrupts good habits. And it isn't the only place that we're warned about friendship with the wrong people. The very first verse in the first Psalm gives a warning not to partner with the wrong people. But despite the biblical warnings, if we're honest, we know sometimes the wrong people end up in your life in peculiar ways. And you think you know a person and you later find out that they aren't who you thought they were. I've recently discovered that when it comes to friendship, and by that I mean those people you allow to be really close to you in your inner circle, the Jewish concept of friendship is the only way to go about getting this thing right and not ending up in a bad partnership. So the Jewish word for friend is haver. Havera, if you are using the feminine, you just add the hey on the end. And if you speak Hebrew, also please email me. I need people to speak Hebrew with. Okay, so it comes from the Aramaic term havruta, and the words used to describe the person you study with. There's a custom of getting together with someone to study Torah and Talmud. And havruta, the pair tries to understand the meaning of a passage together and then make it applicable to life. And this person is your haver because, think about it, that's what a friend should be, someone who helps you uncover spiritual wisdom so that you can navigate life. And that's the kind of friends I want, and that's the kind of friend I aspire to be. Your haver isn't just someone who helps you mine spiritual riches. They also have the job of challenging you, specifically for the task of helping you grow, because a friend should be helping you grow upwards, not downwards. And we could all use at least one haver in our lives. So if you don't have one, pray that God will send you one, because I know I'm praying for the same. If this podcast is helping you, subscribe and share it with someone who you think might be helped by its message. Have a good week. God bless.